The Battle Creek Funeral. Sabbath morning, sometime before 8 o'clock, the people began to gather in front of the tabernacle. The Battle Creek Inquirer of July 25th described what took place when the doors opened. During the 2 hours between 8 and 10, there was a steady stream of humanity viewing the body. Men with gray heads and stooped shoulders, many who knew Mrs. White during the early days of the Advent movement, were at the tabernacle to pay their last respects. They stood before the casket and tears flowed down their cheeks, as they thought of her wonderful work for the denomination. DF 758. The Battle Creek Moon Journal estimated that 2,000 were in the slowly moving procession that passed the open casket, which was placed just in front of the pulpit. An honor guard of 6 ministers alternated in pairs every 20 minutes and stood, one at the head of the casket and one at the foot. Those so privileged were Elder C.S. Longacre, M., L. Andreessen, W., A. Westworth, E., A. Bristol, L., H. Christian, and C. F. McVaugh. DF 756. Among those who passed the casket that Sabbath morning was Dudley M. Canwright, accompanied by his Adventist brother, Jasper. Dudley had served for years as a Seventh-day Adventist minister but had apostatized and was busily engaged in writing a book against Ellen White. He knew her well. They had worked together in earlier years. He had stayed for days in the White home, but when he was reproved for a course of action that was not right, he turned against her and through the last 28 years of her life had bitterly opposed her work. After passing the casket once, D. M. suggested to Jasper that they go down again, so they slipped into the line. As the two stood by the casket the second time, they paused. Dudley put his hand on the casket and with tears rolling down his cheeks declared, "There is a noble Christian woman gone." W. A. Spicer, The Spirit of Prophecy in the Advent Movement, p. 127. The Battle Creek Evening News of July 24th described the setting. The casket was one of simple black, covered with a wreath of white carnations and forget-me-nots. But back of the casket were a wealth of elaborate flower pieces and wreaths. DF 758. Describing the floral tributes in more detail is the pamphlet titled In Memoriam, which tells of the bank of a rich profusion of palms, ferns, and flowers. One design of an open Bible, made of white and pink carnations, presented by the Pacific Press Publishing Association, was especially noticeable. Across the open pages in purple flowers were the words, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me." A beautiful design representing a broken wheel was presented by the Battle Creek Church. A cross of white roses hung in front of the pulpit. On a ribbon attached to this cross were the last words uttered by Sister White, "I know in whom I have believed." A floral piece representing a broken column, and other designs, were sent by the General and North American Division Conferences, the Review and Herald Publishing Association, other institutions, and by individuals. DF 756, In Memoriam, p. 3. The tabernacle proved much too small for the crowd that assembled. Some 3,500 crowded into the building. In the audience were many patients from the sanitarium, some in wheelchairs, and many of the older citizens of Battle Creek who knew Mrs. White personally. DF 758, Evening News, July 24, 1915. 1,000 or more could not get into the tabernacle and remained quietly on the lawn outside. Many of these would be able to accompany Ellen White to the cemetery.